RDT, how our Monday feature, the starting 11, works.
The best way to demonstrate this will be to take you through the last starting 11 we did before Christmas.
Right.
Which was a starting 11, so putting together a football team of 11 players, but the players before Christmas were all festive foods. So we're going to do one with you.
Changes every week. Yeah, thank you.
So in goal was the Christmas pudding. You know, it's going to fill the goal. Then we had a back four of mince pie, a Yule log, nuts and sprouts. Midfield, cranberry sauce, stuffing and chocolate coins, with Quality Street and Roses just behind the Italian striker Palatone. That was our starting 11 before Christmas. Yeah. This morning we'd like to do TV Doctors.
Right, well, it's a great idea.
So who do you want to put forward first? Who do you want to nominate as captain?
It's the football team element of this that's going to defeat me.
A different language, isn't it? I can see where he's starting to glaze over.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to think about, you know, football so much as what are the great TV doctors? Doctor Who?
Oh, sure.
Captain?
Yeah.
But this is where he does need to think about football, because we're not just creating a list of 11 doctors. It's why would he merit a place in the football team?
Is Doctor Who, then, the manager?
Yeah. Mm. Is that the best job?
Oh, my word. Didn't you ever dream as a young lad, like being a, you know, I was terrible at football, never got picked for the school football team, but didn't you dream of being like a really good footballer as a kid and a striker? And
No.
So what was it for you as a kid? You wanted to be an actor. You wanted to be Doctor Who?
Yeah, you did. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think the ability for Doctor Who to travel around time and anywhere would put him as a great box-to-box midfielder.
Yes. To be fair, he could fill the whole team.
Exactly. You could.
You're right, actually.
12 different ones.
Plus, if he gets injured, he can mend other places with
a
sonic screwdriver.
Doctors. Doctors Who.
Feature, then.
Matt Smith is a genuinely great football player. You could put him, he could play the actual football.
Well, save that when you get your own radio show. Don't rock up here with whatever that is. You're trying to break into it now. I would like to put forward Douglas Doogie Howser, MD.
Yes.
The great Neil Patrick Harris, who I believe is hosting the Oscars this year as well. Yes. And How About Your Mother, he's been great in that. But as a kid, I used to love Doogie Howser, MD.
Yes, yeah.
What could be better than a boy doctor?
So where do you see the boy doctor in your side?
It's Team Physio, mate. Who's coming on? It's Doogie Howser, MD.
I've only just realised that he's the guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. I know. It's nuts, isn't it? Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's done very well.
Hang on. If they're all doctors, shouldn't they all be the Team Physio?
But listen, again, it's not going to be a very good feature. The feature is we need to have them on the pitch playing football.
I don't understand this.
Oh, God, look at him.
Can I suggest a manager?
Yeah, go on.
I'm thinking Dr. Mark Sloan from Diagnosis Murder. Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's got the experience.
Yes.
He's wise.
Good call.
Strategic. Probably not that fast.
Well, no, but as a manager.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a manager.
He's in the dugout. He's okay from the sidelines. Okay. Yes, definitely.
Mark Sloan.
What about Dr. Drake Ramore?
I was going to suggest him.
Who's that?
A great idea.
Who's that?
Well, it's Joey from Friends as Dr. Drake Ramore.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Great one, Faye. Yeah, straight in. Where do you see him, Faye? Big chunky defender.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah.
In goal.
And who did George Clooney play in ER? What was he called?
Dr.
Mark something.
No. Doug. Doug somebody.
You can just call him Clooney, can't you?
Yeah.
But I've got to be honest, the best doctor in that was Big Mark Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Duda, what's it?
Anthony, they're not Anthony Daniels. C-3PO, isn't he, Anthony Daniels?
Yeah.
We are missing so far three of the greatest doctors that have ever appeared on television.
Doug Ross.
There you go. Sorry, Dr. Doug Ross.
We're missing Dr. Leg.
He's got to go in.
I think he's goalie because he's got the agility for anywhere else on the pitch.
No, he is.
We're missing Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we're also missing Dr. Hibbert out of The Simpsons.
All three
very
go on
good.
Then. Dr. Leg in goal, Rich.
You're like a spider in goal.
Yeah.
I think Hibbert up front.
Yeah, definitely.
Carl Kennedy.
Carl Kennedy's got to be the captain.
I'd say that's a good shout. Mm. Yes, another midfielder alongside who?
Yeah.
All right, then let us know who else needs to be in.
Doctor Who's not the team captain. I'm gutted.
All right, put it in as captain. We're going to upset the guest today. He's here for another couple of hours.
Doctor Quinn, medicine woman. Where does she go?
Oh, good one.
Up front.
You always do that, Christian.
I'm sorry. A woman can't go up front on the pitch? How sexist.
Say the woman goes up front.
Not really. Dear, oh dear. What is this, inverse sexism on the show?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my word.
I think she'd be great up front.
No, she listens as well. She'd be mortified. All right, then let us know who's missing on 81215 and at OC on Twitter. Here's Bells with the Trouble.